Welcome to The Coin, Black History on the Other Side podcast, hosted by Brittany Wilkins. This podcast is brought to you by Historians Connect. Historians Connect is a nonprofit organization with a mission to bridge the gap between African American history and culture by preserving the legacies of African Americans, debunking myths, defining black excellence, while rewriting the narrative of African American history. If you tuned into the show to learn a new and different perspective on black history, you're in the right place. This is not America's founding fathers' history of slavery and oppression. We're changing the culture by changing the narrative, educating listeners on various aspects of black history spanning from ancient African history to current day events affecting communities around the world. Empowerment through cultural education. This is The Coin, Black History on the Other Side.
Welcome to season two of The Coin, Black History on the Other Side, hosted by yours truly, Brittany Wilkins, author and Black history educator. Happy Earth Day. As we celebrate Earth Day, it's crucial to shed light on the intricate relationship between environmental justice and racial equality. In the heart of Mobile, Alabama, lies Africatown, a community deeply intertwined with both environmental degradation and historical racism. Despite being founded by freed slaves over a century ago, Africatown continues to grapple with the devastating impacts of environmental racism. Today, we delve into the complexities of this issue, and we want to emphasize the great urgent need for collective action. But first, let's start with some historical context. Africatown traces its roots back to the Clotilda, the last known slave ship to bring enslaved Africans to the United States in 1860. Did you know human trafficking of slaves was banned in 1808? But this did not stop a wealthy slave owner named Timothy Mayer, who tried his luck by wagering a bet he could take captive slaves from Africa and bring them to Alabama. The voyage was successful. To conceal the crime, the slave ship was burned with the remains sinking deep beneath the Mobile Bay. After the Civil War, the survivors of the Clotilda voyage established Africatown as a haven for African American culture and heritage. However, this rich history has been overshadowed by decades of environmental injustice. Environmental racism refers to the disproportionate burden of environmental hazards, pollution, and toxic waste that marginalized communities, often communities of color, face compared to those of more privileged communities. It's a form of systemic injustice where environmental policies and practices perpetrate discrimination and inequality, resulting in adverse health and environmental effects for vulnerable populations. In Africatown, this manifests itself in several forms, including industrial pollution, lack of access to clean water and adequate sanitation, and the sting of hazardous waste facilities in close proximity to residential areas. These injustices perpetuate a cycle of poverty, illness, and disempowerment among Africatown residents. The environmental hazards present in Africatown have dire consequences for residents' health. High rates of respiratory illnesses, cancer, and other chronic conditions have plagued the community, with children and the elderly being particularly vulnerable. Limited access to health care has magnified these issues, further deepening the health disparities faced by Africatown residents. Despite facing systemic challenges, Africatown residents have demonstrated remarkable resilience and activism in the face of environmental injustice. Grassroots organizations, community leaders, and allies have mobilized to advocate for their rights, demanding accountability from polluting industries and a push for policy changes to protect their health and well-being. On this Earth Day, we must heed to the call to action for Africatown and communities like it across the globe. It's imperative that we dismantle the structures of environmental racism, holding polluters accountable, and ensure that all communities have access to clean air, water, and land. Environmental justice is inseparable from racial justice, and only by addressing both can we create a sustainable and equitable future for all. So as we reflect on the significance of Earth Day, let us remember Africatown and the countless communities impacted by environmental racism. Let us commit to standing in solidarity with those on the front lines of this fight and to work towards a world where every individual, regardless of race or background, can thrive in a healthy and sustainable environment. The time for action is now.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Coin Black History on the Other Side podcast. Learn, explore, and create history with us. Visit us on the web at www.historiansconnect.org. Remember, a people without knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots. Stay connected to your roots.